Alright, so I've been going through the wrap-up from Delaware's 153rd General Assembly, and honestly the sheer volume of what got signed is striking. Where do we even start?
Start with the money, always. Because the budget bills are the skeleton everything else hangs on. And this session had a full fiscal package, operating budget, supplemental, bond bill, and grant in aid, all moving together.
So walk me through what each of those actually does. Because for someone listening on their commute, those labels can blur together fast.
Fair point. Think of it like this. Senate Bill 335 is the main operating budget for fiscal year 2027. That's the day-to-day spending. State employees, agencies, services. Senate Bill 336 is the supplemental, which patches in adjustments or additions that came up after the original budget was drafted.
So 335 is the plan. 336 is the correction.
Exactly. And then House Bill 500 is the bond bill. That's capital spending. Infrastructure, construction, one-time investments. It covers the fiscal year beginning July 1st, 2026.
And that's the one where Governor Meyer made a move.
Yes. He issued a line item veto removing $35 million that had been earmarked for an addition to Legislative Hall. That's a significant executive check on a legislative spending decision.
Wait, so the legislature passed it, and he cut just that piece out?
Right. A line item veto lets the governor remove a specific appropriation without rejecting the whole bill. So the rest of HB 500 moved forward. He just pulled that $35 million for the Legislative Hall addition specifically.
What's the read on why? Was there a stated rationale?
The framing around it points to prioritising statewide needs over capital expansion for the legislature's own building. It's a signal. When resources are constrained, the governor is drawing a line between essential infrastructure and institutional additions.
That's actually a useful systems lens. Think of the budget like a scheduling board with limited slots. You can't book every appointment at once. Something gets bumped.
That's a good analogy. The state has finite fiscal capacity, and the bond bill is where those trade-offs become visible. The line item veto is the governor saying, this slot goes to something else.
Now, the grant in aid, Senate Bill 337. That one doesn't get as much attention. But $99.4 million is not a small number.
Not at all. The grant in aid program is how Delaware channels state dollars to non-profits, community organizations, and local service providers. Think of it as a feedback loop. The state funds organizations that deliver services the state itself doesn't directly run.
So it's less about government doing the work, and more about government funding the network that does the work.
Exactly. And at roughly $99.4 million, SB 337 represents a substantial commitment to that community infrastructure. For our listener, the key idea is that this money flows to organizations they may already interact with, social services, arts groups, health nonprofits.
Now, the session itself, the 153rd General Assembly, recessed around July 1st, 2026. But Governor Meyer kept signing bills well after that, right?
Right, and that's important context. The legislature's work wrapped around July 1st, but the governor's review continued. According to Legislative Advisory No. 56, dated September 2, 2026, Meyer had signed laws through August 31, 2026, so the session's legal output extended across the summer.
Mm-hmm. So the effective dates matter here. These aren't all live on the same day.
Correct. Some provisions kicked in immediately on signing. Others are tied to the July 1st fiscal year start. And, as we'll see in the next lecture, at least one major law doesn't take effect until July 1st, 2027. The takeaway is that enactment date and effective date are two different things, and that gap matters for anyone trying to understand when a law actually changes their situation.
That's a really practical distinction. Signed doesn't mean active.
Signed means enacted. Active means effective. And for the fiscal package, SB 335, 336, HB 500, SB 337, the operating framework is now in place for the year ahead. That's the foundation the rest of this session's legislation is built on.
Good place to land. Next up, we're moving from the fiscal architecture into something more fundamental, voting rights and environmental protection. Two areas where this session made some real structural moves.
And both of those connect directly back to how this budget sets the stage. The money and the mandates work together.